It's time now for your letters. Yesterday, we remembered Eugene Pauly, the inventor of the first wireless remote control. He died last weekend at the age of 96. Pauly earned 18 U.S. patents in his long career at what was then the Zenith Radio Corporation in Chicago.
But it will always be best known as the father of the couch potato.
That's John Taylor, a spokesman for what is now Zenith Electronics and its parent company, LG Electronics.
Peter Guess of Little Rock appreciated our remembrance of Pauly, but respectfully disagrees that Pauly invented the remote control. Guess writes, "That honor belongs to my dad and perhaps thousands of fathers everywhere. Son, get up and change the channel. Son, turn up the volume." Looking back, that was excellent training for graduate school. When I suggested to my thesis research advisor that we invest in an auto sampler for the gas chromatograph, he simply looked at me and replied, "Then why would we need graduate students?"
Also yesterday, we learned a new meaning to the phrase, caught red-handed.
I finally just reached out my hand, and I caught it barehanded, and it hurt really bad. And I was just in shock the entire time.
That's Caleb Lloyd, a 20-year-old Cincinnati Reds fan, talking about catching the first of two consecutive home run balls at Monday night's game against the Atlanta Braves. Well, Richard DiClemente of Boca Raton, Florida, sees Mr. Lloyd's two baseballs and raises him two more. He writes this, "Monday night in Marlins Stadium in Miami, my 10-year-old son was lucky enough to get four baseballs thrown to him by the Colorado Rockies in the course of the game. He walked away with a big smile on his face."
Chicago Cubs fan Mark Rosenbaum of Evanston, Illinois, also caught two foul balls at Wrigley Field and gave both away to kids. But, he writes, "No one interviewed me, and I got bupkis from NPR. So what makes that guy special? Are you prejudiced against the Cubs?" We should note he follows that last line with a smiling emoticon.
Finally, our story reminded Matthew Perry in Syracuse, New York, of someone who could have used a bit of Caleb Lloyd's good fortune back in the day and whose story gives new meaning to the phrase adding insult to injury. In 1957, Philadelphia Phillies center fielder Richie Ashburn hit Phillies fan Alice Roth twice when he was at bat. Perry writes this, "The first broke her nose, and the second hit her again as she was being carted off in a stretcher. Though not as lucky as Caleb Lloyd, she will forever have a part in Phillies lore. Thanks for your reporting. Keep the hits coming."
We'll try, Mr. Perry, and hopefully not at anyone's face. Please keep your letters coming. Just go to npr.org and click on Contact Us.
And Mark Rosenbaum, smiling emoticon, right back at you.
One, two, three, take me out to the...
You're listening to All Things Considered.